Hello, welcome to another edition of Bondcast. My name's Elizabeth Moran. I'm Director of Education and Research here at FIG. And with me today, I have Jake Conduction and Lincoln Tregar. Today, we're going to talk about bonds we think you should think about selling, either because they are too expensive, in other words, you're not getting paid enough to keep holding them, or that their credit conditions or perceived credit worthiness has reduced. So we think they're increasing in risk and we think it's a good time to sell. So let's kick off with Qantas. Jake, you want to start?
Yeah, I've got a special place in my heart for Qantas, not only because I like to fly the airline, but also a large number of clients bought these bonds at quite a low level, much, much lower than where they're trading at right now. And I guess that's what the heart of this discussion is about, that they've rallied quite dramatically over the last, what, 3 or 4 years, Linko? Like 3 or 4 years ago, they were $10, $15 lower?
Yeah, you can tell by the coupons they were issued at. There's a few different bonds there, but 7.5%, 8%. So that was, from memory, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When we put a lot of clients in there, but they're not there anymore, are they?
Yeah, there's not a lot of value remaining in them, but I do have trouble personally selling them, given that clients are still enjoying that nice high coupon. But ultimately, at the current prices they're trading at, there's not a lot of value remaining in them.
Yeah, it's important to understand that now you're returning 3-point-something% on those positions, not the 7 or 8% from half a decade ago. So, that's no concerns around Qantas really, but yeah, they're just a bit expensive now.
Well, we can get term deposits pushing up around that mark, and you can get other things rated higher and paying better returns, it just doesn't quite make the sense that it used to. So what are you switching your clients into, Jake?
Around Town is a giant German company that I like quite a bit. It's an Australian dollar bond. They launched it a few months ago here in Australia. It's their maiden bond in this country. If you're not familiar, Around Town is a behemoth, just a huge, huge German real estate company. I think they have about almost 11 billion euros of commercial assets under management, and their market cap's almost, a little bit over 7 billion euros. So that's almost 10 billion Australian equivalent. So these guys are big players in Germany and Netherlands, with properties in Frankfurt and Berlin and Munich, and their tenants are the bluest of the blue chip, Mercedes, BMW, as you'd expect, but also PwC, IBM, and just a whole host of giant international companies. So just a big company that is offered at a pretty good yield comparatively to many of the offers I see in that high quality camp. This one's offered to me at about a little bit over 4.3%. Comparable bonds, Qantas, for example, they have a 2026 at about 4% from what I recall. There are bonds a little bit under that 4% in that same kind of time horizon and lower quality. So this one stands out for me as attractive, 10K increments.
And it's only for wholesale investors, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yeah, thus far.
Triple B plus rated, I think. Is that right?
That's right. Actually, one of their strategic objectives is lined up with bondholders, which is nice to see for a listed company. Normally, management is always trying to raise their stock price, but these guys are and ladies are actually trying to raise their credit rating. They've done so, and this is one of their strategic objectives. They want to get to A-minus rating. They want to up that credit rating, and they have successfully the last 3 years in a row. 2015, they got a credit upgrade. 2016, 2017, each year they've been able to raise the credit profile.
And of course, Lincoln, if they got a credit rating upgrade, we'd expect the yield to come off again.
Absolutely. What would happen is the trading margin, the return above the benchmark rates that's attracted to that goes with that particular credit would tighten up. So with a lower yield comes a higher trading price. So, that's what you're looking for with a credit rating upgrade.
Definitely. I want to buy it like at lower levels. And if they get a credit upgrade, then, suddenly I've got a stronger piece of paper that I'm buying. And I bought at a good level. And hopefully, if they do get a credit upgrade, that's a nice win for investors.
Yeah, well,
that's what I'm hoping for.
A very nice rating, isn't it? And we also wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other higher risk names we're seeing suggesting clients sell. So one of those is Frontier. Lincoln, you want to give us a bit of background on Frontier?
Frontier is a bond we've been trading for, 18 odd months now. Hasn't had the best of times. Results continue to be uh, sub subpar. The 25s is probably the most active bond that we trade in the set, and its capital price has been hovering around $80. So in percentage yield to maturity terms, that's well into the double digits, and it's just a little bit hairy for what we like to look at. As opposed to Qantas, which is potentially a sell recommendation just because there's better value elsewhere and we think it's expensive. Frontier would be more from a point of view of, you know, we've just got some real concerns around that particular credit.
I think I saw it was the credit rating was downgraded. Is that right?
Yeah, triple C plus. Yeah. Got downgraded, I think, late Friday afternoon by S&P. So once you start having a C handle attached to a bond, my concerns really start to pick up. And statistically speaking, that's quite a bad place to be with a triple C handle. So, yeah, I've definitely been encouraging to move away. It is a credit. It is a company that has tried to stem their losses by cutting the dividend. And, you know, listening to the conference calls in the last 6 months, they've certainly changed their tune from a year ago where they were heads in the sand. We're going to keep this dividend forever. And then earlier in the year, you know, the 2018, they started to really change their tune. And just a few concerns of late have really picked up. They had failed auctions for some of their assets, CFO leaving abruptly. So some real negative signs out there. It certainly is reflecting through the price of the bond, you know, at 80 cents on the dollar right now. But I guess it's just a name that has been described as a slowly melting iceberg. These guys are in the cable telecom space, which a lot of people are starting, well, have been cutting their cable for year after year or so. Just an area I'd rather be moving away from.
And like, would most of our investors be facing a loss there, Lincoln, do you think, or getting out about the same rate?
That'd be largely fair. It depends where you got in and which bond you bought. There was some shorter dated Frontier bonds, which actually turned out really well. The company tendered some of those, and the price on those went up to where the majority of clients got into them. But the 25s being a little bit longer dated, it does pay 11%. I think it's 11% coupon. Yep. On those ones. So, you know, they're not too far in the negative. Even if the capital price has fallen 20, you've got that 11% coupon to offset that. So, for the sake of maybe a 5 or 10%, reduction, then CCC, as Jake said,
scary. Any others you want to talk about in that space in terms of Windstream's another one perhaps we might want to talk about?
Well, again, that's in the telecom space. There has been some tragedies in that space. Not a name that I ever really took on, and I don't think we really had a lot of it across. But I think they suffer from a similar kind of problems that Frontier has of recently. Just took on way too much debt and weren't able to capitalize.
I know one of our other themes has been selling out of some of these bonds and looking at some of the shorter dated ones, the sort of less than 2 years, and there's quite a lot in that bucket. I was just having a look myself. I know cash converters is due to...
there's only a month left.
Left, and 60 million back in the hands of investors. So what would you suggest to anyone now, Lincoln, looking at getting those funds back in a month or so?
Yeah, so if you're just trying to buy like for like, in the Aussie high yield space, there's plenty of value in some of the shorter dated, issues that we've got out there. You know, names like Impact or some of the property related bonds have come off a little bit in price. So, depending on your view on property, there's some good value to be had there. Wait around for the next new issue. We obviously had Zenith last week, and there'll be more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a few names I certainly like. Lucas has caught my eye because the price has come down recently. So off the back of that, suddenly clients can earn 7.4%. Flashback a few months ago, the price was a little bit higher. I can't really figure out why it's drifted down in price. I've grilled our analyst, checked through the internet, checked the industry, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it. So that's why I want to buy, because I haven't been able to figure out why it's gone down. And there's no fundamental reason I can find thus far. So that I find attractive. Eleanor is another name that I also find attractive given the current pricing I'm seeing. Sunland, I still continue to find that attractive. Again, that's also in the property space. There's a few good offers out there.
Yeah, a few names there. And, at the end of the day, this is all just active fixed income management. I mean, you don't need to be trading daily, but, to make these tweaks to your portfolio every month or quarter, as things change, we certainly promote that sort of action.
Well, cash converters also, like that, in a month's time, that's 60 million of cash coming to the system. So, I don't know how much supply really, like, I don't think we've got $16 worth of supply in the bond market available in the high yield space. So, you know, if you want to get ahead of the curve, then, you know, get ahead of that tidal wave of cash coming to the markets, then, you know, now could be the time to go forward.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Jake and Lincoln. That wraps up another week of Bondcast.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.